Never has that song been more appropriate than today. See you at the show. The show must go on, people. We have no guests, but we don't care. We're going to talk theater, as we always do on See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht, and what we do here is we are the central hub for all things theater in the Champaign-Urbana area. Something going on at Parkland, we're going to talk about it. Something going on with CUTC, Twin City Theater Company, the Station Theater. Let's go. Station Underground. What you got? And a lot's happening right now. The end of the summer is culminating here. We had 10 shows in the CU area this summer, and we've got opening night tonight at the Virginia Theater for Champaign Park District's Singing in the Rain Junior. We had guests on the show last week, and I'll be heading straight there from the studio for the opening night. Patty Dudley has corralled 67 of the finest young actors and singers and dancers in this area to put on what I think is going to be a pretty remarkable show. If you were tuned in last week and got to hear the singing of the three stars, who do we have? We had Avery Sanborn, Brody Schaffner, and Henry Spinella, aka Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and Donald O'Connor. My thoughts about this had been kind of like, I wonder what this kind of like old-timey show is going to be like for kids. But I think it's going to be fantastic. Let's revisit the performance that they did on the air last week. Cast of Champaign Park District's Singing in the Rain, bringing you Good Morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon shine through. Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you and you and you. Good morning. Good morning. We gab the whole night through. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Nothing could be greater than to be in Louisiana.
In the morning. In the morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Might be just as zippy if it wasn't Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Well, say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Monsieur.
Buenos dias.
Muchas frias.
Buongiorno.
Aditorno.
Good morning. Good morning. We've talked the whole night through. Good morning. Good morning to you.
He killed it. Yeah, earlier there was a lot of dancing going on out in the lobby. Wait, is that... All right, so to continue the discussion of Singing in the Rain and Junior Theater, I've got an expert on the subject in the studio with me tonight. That is a young actor, performer in the area, Wade Schacht. How you doing, Wade?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Welcome to, See You at the Show, the Winging It edition.
All right, sounds good. I know I think I was on air once earlier with Langston about Aladdin, but I have never been live, so this is exciting.
Yeah, so get a little closer to the mic and get
right.
Your nice baritone tenor range going.
All right, sounds good.
And so we're seeing Singing in the Rain tonight, which is I think it's going to be Patty's 40th show.
It's crazy what she's done with that program.
Yeah. So you came up in that program. How many shows would you say that you have done with CPD?
I'd say it's probably about 10. I'd say it's might be exactly 10.
Starting how old?
I think I was in third grade when I did the Aristocats Junior, and I was the evil butler. So that was a fun introduction.
Yeah, I was kind of sympathetic to the butler in that one though, because
he never did anything wrong.
No, and really, you know, it was kind of, this happens once in a while. Like, I've got a soft spot for Scar. I mean, I know Mufasa and all, but I look at, maybe it's just since Wicked came out, and it kind of gave this whole idea of why people are bad. And so when I looked at you, the butler, just basically doing the job and figuring that you're going to get some just rewards from it in the end. And then these little cats are like teasing you. They know you have an allergy. They don't care.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, the show itself, I mean, I do some terrible things. And so you can't necessarily feel bad for me by the end of the show.
Yeah, well, so did Elphaba, so did Scar. But, you know, we got to see Lion King. Opening tonight, by the way.
Right. Not opening tonight. It debuts in theaters tonight. Live action, right?
Yeah, but why isn't that opening?
I don't know. Different words.
I don't know that you correct a host over something that small.
Well, it is not my show, so I'll leave it up to you.
And it will not be your show.
But that is true about a lot of stories and shows, that when there isn't one set in stone bad guy, the story can often take on a more... I don't know really how to put it, but it can be more relatable to people if there's not real one black and white good versus bad
right
story.
Well, I think that's what we're going to see today with Singing in the Rain. I don't know the story that well, but as I was talking with Henry and Brody and Avery last week, and there really isn't a, so this is one of those rare shows where there isn't a bad guy,
right?
There's some drama over how things are going to work out, and there's some competition, and I guess, but that's a unique element to a show when you don't have the conflict.
Right.
Inevitably there will be conflict, and it has to do with,
I assume,
with the sound to sound being put into moving pictures, and I'm curious about it. But you heard, I mean, these are people you've acted with before,
yeah.
Henry and Brody and Avery, and you were in the studio outside looking through the glass when they were performing, and that's good stuff.
That is some high quality stuff. I mean, I've always been impressed by these guys, but I haven't done a show with Avery in like 2 years, and I was just so impressed by how she sounded in that clip. And Henry and Brody are just, they're fantastic. I mean, I'm really excited to see the show.
Yeah, it's somehow their voices have kind of a period fit to them. And
yeah,
I could see, Henry's got a look. Henry looks 1930s leading man, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, I was wondering if they were going to maybe dye his hair a bit darker to match the Gene Kelly sort of fit, but I don't think they need to.
Yeah, but these are, and it's interesting too, because one of them, they've never acted together because they've come up differently. And I think Avery has also, her training and development has been in different ways. And that's one of the great things about the Champaign Park District, is that it is the one centralized acting place in town.
Well, there are others, but I mean, for juniors, it's the only place.
Yeah.
There's,
well, now there was,
one,
there was
one show for,
there was
CTC.
Emma. There was one show for CTC, and there was Emma Pop Musical by Twin City,
right,
Theater Company. But let's see, Park District does 3 per year for all different age, for the 2 different age divisions.
Yeah, I think it adds up to 6 by the end of the year in total.
Right.
The amount of shows they put on.
And
that's at a very high quality theater at the Virginia. And there are benefits to the small theater setup, where you can really bond with your cast, but the opportunity that performing at the Virginia provides you is just unlike anything else that this town has for juniors, really.
Yeah. So take us backstage at the Virginia. What's it like to have? So imagine. I don't know that you've have you had a cast with 67 people before?
I have not. I think Lion King maxed it out at about 55, 56, and that was intense just being down there. They set up like, well, there's 7 dressing rooms, 2 designated for the guys, 5 for the girls. But for that one, they actually had to set up like a curtain area just in the main space where people would have to change. So I was in there, even though I was Pumbaa. So, you know, I had a lot of setup to do in that little curtain area.
Yeah, you did. And this is why, I mean, a word that I hadn't heard used with people until I started getting involved in youth theater was wranglers. Because, right. Like, wranglers is obviously a term for controlling wild animals is where it originates. And now we have every show that involves kids at Champaign Park District, there is a call put out, we need wranglers.
We need child wranglers.
Well, no, you need adult wranglers for children.
Right.
You wouldn't have child wranglers.
Correct. Well, I mean, what they do, we couldn't have the show without them. I mean, people would miss cues without them. And, I mean, they're all just amateurs. And some of the people that work there are union workers. But the wranglers are just, I mean, they're great. I mean, by the time you're in 8th grade and 9th grade and you're, you know, I don't know. They can't treat you any differently than they treat the younger kids. But at times it can kind of get on your nerves, but in the end you realize like we couldn't have the show without them, so it's
right. And you bring up a good point about there are actually union workers,
right,
who are, this is a massive production. There's the soundboard people are professionals. They're not just, you know, people associated with the junior theater program. Mm-mm. There's people moving massive set pieces backstage. There's been projected imagery coming in. Of course, there's the great sound, and even if people have hearing issues, they're able to get the listening devices, which is great because there are a lot of like grandparents and mm-hmm. and other people who come to shows like this. But that's just one of the great. The Virginia is something that this community is so lucky to have, generally, and then for kids from 3rd, 4th grade up until 10th grade.
Right.
That's amazing.
I was in a show, I don't think it was at the Virginia, but I was in a show that was 1st grade through 3rd grade, and still somehow they pulled off a pretty high quality production. And now that it's just, they've got all these resources, are just, when you put them all together, especially with the talent we have in this community, because CPD doesn't just draw from Champaign, there are people from Mahomet, Monticello. I knew this one kid from Peoria who drove down 3 nights a week. I think he might have stayed in a hotel during Tech Week, but I mean, there's some serious devotion to the program, and I get it.
And these shows fill up fast, so it's kind of like, right, you need to, if you have a kid that you want to get into these programs, you need to kind of be on your toes for when the show's going to open up and make sure that you get your program guide so they can get in. There's usually a cap at 50, but I think this might have been an exception. And also, they do their best to make this an opportunity for as many kids as they can. The thing that blew my mind last week in talking to the choreographer, Bella Dallas, was that all 67 of the kids are gonna be in tap shoes tonight.
See, that scares me, coming from the inside here. I mean, there's sometimes when dance numbers don't come together until Tech Week. And I can only imagine in tap shoes trying to get an entire... I mean, I assume they have separate ensembles, so not all 67 are trying to learn one tap dance. But I'm sure there's probably one scene where there are 67 people trying to coordinate a tap dance, and they'll pull it off, but...
Well, this might be... I might go ahead and get the headset tonight, because those mics are stage mics that feed, right, into that, Well, and also all the mics feed into that. Mm-hmm. And so to get the sound, maybe I don't want to hear it because all the imperfections will be there, but 67 kids tapping. This will be, and it's Bella's final swan song here after
and Natalie,
10 shows. And Natalie Talbot, the music director. So this has been the core of Youth Theater, Patty and Natalie and Bella. And so you have four opportunities to see the show. Like I said, it's opening tonight, Singing in the Rain at the Virginia Theater. We have students from, I think it's 5th through 10th grade.
No, I think it's 6th through 10th grade.
6th through 10th. And if you missed the clip that I played before, then that's such a shame. And if I had it queued up, I would play it again. But I don't.
Well, I mean, I think we're good talking like this for a little bit longer. I don't know.
Yeah. So again, this is Eric Schacht. See you at the show. I'm joined here by Wade Schacht. We are talking about junior theater, and we also have some other things. In addition to Singing in the Rain opening tonight at Virginia, we have Into the Woods at the Urbana Park District opening a week from tonight, 7:25, and that's gonna run through the 28th. So in typical one weekend format, these are Thursday through Sunday runs, one show per day, Sunday matinees. And that's gonna take place at the Phillips Recreation Center. Do you know anything about the cast for Into the Woods?
I cannot claim I do. I'm sure I know people in the show. Who's putting it on again?
Urbana Park District.
I'm sure I know people in the show, but I cannot claim to know anything about Into
right.
the Woods.
Well, right. Well, we now. Will stay. So go on Facebook, and we will be promoting it between now and next week, and. And so, well, one of our favorite actresses is playing Little Red in Into the Woods, and that's Kellen Morber. And I think her sister is in the show tonight. So shout out to the Morber family for really getting it going. No, not in the show tonight. She's in Wizard of Oz. There's so many shows going on. So let's segue to what is going on at the Station Theater, which is the final week for The Trestle at Pope Lick Creek. And so I've had the great opportunity to see this show twice. And if you paid attention to the show, if you follow along on Facebook, you know that I think very highly of this show. I was very happy to see that it sold out last night on a Wednesday night. So I think the word is out that Saskia Bakker has done something quite remarkable with this show. And so let me share with you my review of The Trestle at Pope Lick Creek, followed first let me introduce this trailer. It's a wonderful trailer.
Like any other, you'd...
But that's what she did to me. Cut me open, and things weren't just things after that. They were more. What they'd once been and what they could be. Besides, I was just a kid.
Like any other, you didn't care.
I never even thought about it. But then one day, I wasn't sure. She did that to me. She made me hesitate in everything I did. I was unsure. Look, it's not a cup anymore. It's a knife.
I could cut you open and see my face.
Just wow. The acting that Kat Blakeslee and Gabe Halstead do throughout the whole show was represented in that the intensity that they just showed us in that trailer. Here's my review. The Stark set of the Celebration Company at the Station Theater's The Trestle at Pope Lick Creek is comprised of asymmetrically assembled structures strewn with shattered glass. and Naomi Wallace's brilliant play transpires in an asymmetrically presented timeline strewn with shattered souls. We're taught in school about the Great Depression as an era and as an economic crisis, but what I hadn't fully conceptualized until seeing the show was a correlation between the capital D depression and depression. When life is stripped down to an existence devoid of comfort and stability, that creates more than just a hunger for food, but a hunger to be heard, to be seen, to be touched. This is heavy and complex material for any director to take on, but for Saskia Bakker to be making her community theater directorial debut with a show of this type was a bold choice by Rick Orr and the artistic team at the station. And it's a massive challenge for Bakker, but she crushed it. Assembling a mix of veteran local talent with young actors back from their theatrical education endeavors for the summer, Bakker cast the five roles perfectly. The primary story revolves around the teenage characters, Pace, played by Kat Blakeslee, and Dalton, Gabe Halstead. Their scenes were electric. Pace is one of the most compelling characters I can remember, and the energy and intensity that Blakeslee brings to it is pure magic. The alley-style set, with audience on both sides, and the intimacy of the station generally, allow for the subtlety and nuance of her performance to be fully seen and appreciated. And similarly, Halstead is tasked with the situational and emotional variation from scene to scene without leaving the stage, and somehow deftly transforms from naive to passionate to broken with each dimming of the lights. David Heckman's anguish as Dalton's father, Dre, is heartbreaking and left me with different verses of the Dixie Chicks' Top of the World running through my head with each scene. I come home in the evening, sit in my chair. One night they called me for supper, but I never got up. I stayed right there in my chair. Kevin Paul Wickert's role as the jailer ramps up dramatically in the second act, and Wickert is perfect as someone torn between the weight of regret and the desire to seize the opportunity to change. And Christine DeGarenas makes a strong station debut as Jin, Dalton's mother, someone desperately trying to hold the broken men and her family together. We all crave touch. We all want to be seen. We all need to be heard. We need witnesses and partners as we find and travel down our path. So let's reach out. I can't say enough about this performance. And considering I had front row seats in the Tony Award-winning Hadestown in the same week as I had front row seats to the Trestle at the station, and I didn't feel any letdown or drop-off, is testimony enough that this is a beautiful tragedy performed by incredibly talented actors. And we are so fortunate to have this sort of art in our community. Now, there's only three more chances to see this show. I'm hoping I can see it for a third time. Tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night. Congratulations to the cast of The Trestle at Popelet Creek at the Station Theater. What amazing art they do at the station, Wade.
Yeah, it's really incredible what can go on in that small space. And I know people utilize it for many different things. I think I didn't get the chance to see this show, but I believe it's set up so that there's audience on each side and the like trestles are in the middle from what I've heard, but then they also do shows like Mamma Mia out there, and it's crazy what they do with that space, but
you set out the dichotomy really well there, because this little alley style show with five actors. And really, there's like two rows deep on one side and four rows deep on the other side. And you're looking at other people and you're watching them take in the show, which is neat. It's I've heard actually some people say it was distracting. For me, it wasn't. Because you are that's what community theater is. That's why you go to a show. You don't just like put a device up in front of your face. You can do that at night before bed. But here you're experiencing theater with other people, and it's really neat. But Mamma Mia is...
it's a big production.
That is a huge production, and I don't think you've been back to see the dressing room space.
Oh no, I have not.
It's
seen
tight.
That.
We were talking about how it is at the Virginia, and you have long. It might seem cramped because you've got so many kids, but there are so many different rooms and long hallways.
Yeah,
and there is a bathroom-sized room downstairs and a bathroom-sized room upstairs and a closet-sized bathroom in between. That's it.
Yeah, and yeah, so, I mean, I don't know that experience. I mean, most of the shows I do have been at the Virginia, and then I've done a couple school productions at Franklin where we get just, like, the locker rooms, but...
Yeah, I wish I would have had this show when Mamma Mia was going on, because I saw that.
It would have been interesting.
I saw that show multiple times. I would have loved to be able to talk about not just the amazing and breakthrough kind of performances that were in that show. Katie Burke just did an amazing job directing it, and I got to introduce to a lot of the real local talent, but I want to know how they did it. I would have loved to just...
Well, it seemed natural when watching the show, but I'm thinking back on it, I just don't know how they... thought that up. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. Well, and that's just another thing when we're all eagerly waiting the fall season selections to come out. But when they think, when the artistic team is picking the shows, it's baffled to think of how they thought Mamma Mia could work. But it did.
It did. I know they've done other musicals there. So, I mean, they must have a plan on how to execute that.
Yeah, but there's a musical called Company. And that was the first musical that I recall ever seeing there. And it's an amazing show. And actually, your, at that time, first grade teacher, Mara Sotelo, was a very kind of a sexy sort of dancer, singer. And Dallas Street was the leading company. And it was just, it felt just like this big sweeping musical.
Yeah.
In a space, I don't know,
it's
in a
like-
space...
300 square feet
at
maybe?
Most. Yeah, that's probably about right. So that's art for you right there. And that's why we love theater, and that's why I have this show, and that's why you should get out tonight and you should see Singing in the Rain. You should see Singing in the Rain at the Virginia Theater. You should see Tressler Pope Lick Creek at the Station. This weekend is your only shot to see those. Next week we have Into the Woods opening up at Urbana Park District. And then the week after that, we have Wizard of Oz opening and only doing a one-week run at the Virginia. That's CUTC's. We'll be talking about that on the show next week. And the musical, The Last 5 Years, opens at the Station. We don't know
musical?
That show. The musical. Yes,
wow.
That's the one that where the arcs are going forwards
right,
and backwards.
I've heard about that show. I did not know it was
a
musical.
I can't wait to talk about the cast. Yeah, it's a musical. His story's going backwards. Her story's going forwards. There's breakups, and they get together in the middle, and it sounds just perfectly tragic, the way I like it.
Yeah. I think you're a bit weird in that. But just one little parting note here. You might think, you know, as an actor or as someone who's going to go see a show, oh, there's three more shows after tonight, but... If you've got the open night, you should go, because you have no idea what's going to come up. Because I know from experience as an actor that you're doing a show and suddenly it's the Saturday matinee is ending and you have one show left and suddenly you're just like, this show is over. And so you really want to suck up the experience if you're acting, but you also want to go see it if you have the chance instead of trying to put it off.
Yeah. I mean, these two shows are both of such high quality that sitting at home and doing something else makes no sense. So get out and support these actors and support the young kids and support the people putting on amazing art at the Station Theater. This is Eric Schacht. See you at the show. Playing you out with some Singing in the Rain. Go see it at the Virginia.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling I'm...
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This has been the Weft Courier.